Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media app.
News, I'm Lionel Moyes. Another indictment for former President Trump. A federal grand jury in D.C. has handed up an indictment in special counsel Jack Smith's probe into efforts to overturn the 2020 election and the January 6th attack. Former President Trump, along with Rudy Giuliani, John Eastman, and Sidney Powell, who served as his attorneys in election lawsuits, are named in the indictment. Trump has called the indictment election interference, telling ABC shortly after he will beat Biden in the election. Some movement in the now three-month-old writer's strike.
Hollywood writers and Hollywood studios are going to start talking about talking. The Writers Guild sent a message to members Tuesday night stating that the studios, represented by the AMPTP, reached out to the WGA Tuesday to request a meeting this Friday to discuss negotiations. It's the first we've officially heard about the two sides talking since negotiations broke down May 1st. The AMPTP and the Actors Union SAG-AFTRA have yet to restart talks since their negotiations broke down July 12th.
ABC's Jason Nathanson in Hollywood. This is ABC News. When you do something financially irresponsible, your credit can be affected. Same for Uncle Sam.
A last-minute deal between Congress and the White House, which averted a debt default, wasn't enough to keep Fitch from dropping U.S. credit from AAA to AA+. The ratings agency also says worries about the U.S. economy could tumble into recession played a factor in its decision. While the decision could raise borrowing costs for the government, U.S. credit is still well into investment grade.
ABC's Daria Albinger. For the first time in his 27 years on tour, Tiger Woods has joined the PGA Tour Policy Board. Woods will become the sixth player director, and this marks the first time players have outnumbered the five independent directors. The announcement comes as a tour moves forward with a partnership with Saudi-backed LIV Golf. A judge has tossed out a proposed $5 million class action lawsuit over prep time for Velveeta mac and cheese. The plaintiffs argued 3.5 minutes don't cover the full prep time. Kraft Heinz called the lawsuit frivolous. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit. Because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Nazi group Blood Tribe rallied with rifles and swastika flags outside the Pride in the Park event in Watertown, Wisconsin. Try that in a small town. They did, and they got away with it. I mean, guys walking around with an AR-15, an assault rifle, big clip on it, walking around, tapping it as they're walking away, and the journalist is following them after their terrible rally. This is what they're yelling at the rally. Us are the pedophiles. There will be blood, blood, blood. That's it. And the cops facing the folks who were at the Pride in the Park, who obviously took some exception to the masked Nazi flag carrying us or the pedophiles chanters. It is terrible to reference the Blues Brothers. I hate Watertown Nazis. So I'm assuming they're not from there because they walked away, they got in their car. But again, all, khaki pants, black shirts, the mask, the hat, not showing their faces. Apparently didn't want to get doxxed. And when the journalists were following, they started tapping their guns like, hey, you stay away. It seems pretty threatening and menacing to me. So Nazis in a small town in Wisconsin, try that here. Also, just released here from WEAU.com. Governor Tony Evers today released a statement condemning Nazis who protested the LGBT-focused Pride in the Park event in Watertown over the weekend. According to the Watertown Daily Times, a dozen men sporting black tops and khaki pants, who wears khakis, face coverings and sunglasses, appeared at an annual Watertown LGBTQ Pride event on Saturday, waving flags, wearing swastika symbols, giving the Nazi salute to onlookers, and yelled homophobic rhetoric. And the governor released the following statement, quote, "This is a disgusting and direct attack on our state's LGBTQ community, communities of color, and Jewish Wisconsinites," said Governor Evers. "Nazis, swastikas, and any other anti-LGBTQ white supremacist or anti-Semitic messages, symbols, or groups are unacceptable and unwelcome in Wisconsin, period. I'm especially alarmed that these individuals chose to disrupt, intimidate, and harass kids, people and families who are attending a local Pride event aimed at celebrating and honoring the LGBTQ community," Governor Evers continued. This is dangerous, hateful behavior, and it should be condemned in all of its forms and by every elected official at every level, and that includes those who continue to push radical rhetoric, divisive legislation and litigation, and falsehoods and disinformation about the LGBTQ community. Those words, those actions, and those policies have real and harmful consequences. LGBTQ Wisconsin has deserved to be treated with dignity, decency, kindness, and respect, just like every other Wisconsinite. And they deserve to be safe, being who they are without fear or threat of shame, harassment, intimidation, or violence. I will continue to support and protect them. Governor Tony Evers is apparently taking exception to the Watertown Nazis. And I got to tell you, man, they're probably Illinois Nazis, and we hate Illinois Nazis.
Wasn't
former President Barack Obama that said, how hard is it to say Nazis are bad?
Nazis are bad. Nazis are bad. And I, there was a local politician, and I don't have the name in front of me, so I don't want to talk out of turn, who also was out on the social medias, you know, tweeting against this kind of behavior. Oh, goodness, LGBTQ and reading books to kids, that kind of thing. But then apparently was taken aback later when she realized, and, you know, the gays against groomers, when they realized that the Nazis were there, because they're all fine with it until the Nazis show up. But I got to tell you, if you're on the same side as the Nazis, maybe you should reevaluate your principles, your philosophy, your standing in life. Because as Obama said, how hard is it? Nazis are bad.
Dominic, that always reminds me of the people that say, like, Donald Trump's policies. Like, if we could just get the policies without the man. Well, of course, Donald Trump is the policies. He is every aspect. And you know, did he sort of encourage these sorts, the Oath Keepers, stand back and stand by? And, Dom, you talk about, you know, I hate to, you know, bring up the Nazis. You always feel like you're losing an argument.
Yeah, but they're literally talking Nazis about Nazis. There.
When they show up at the party, right, it's hard not to acknowledge the Nazis at the party. So anyways, Dom, I understand why we're doing so. But you talk about the sort of behavior, the behavior displayed in Watertown by these Nazis. And, you know, I'm not saying he is a Nazi, but he's got a lot of these same behaviors as a Nazi. Third Congressional Congressman, Derek Van Orden. And Dom, I am literally sitting in Derek Van Orden's district here, Chippewa Falls. I got carved into the third CD, broadcasted on the TAP 93.5 here at the Chippewa County Courthouse. But do you see his behavior has been further clarified to have included not just talk, but also face-to-face confrontation with the teenage the kids last week, swearing at him, being profane at him. Well, Dom, I'm just saying this is downright rude behavior. And I'm not saying you have to be a Nazi if you're rude, but I'm just saying, Derek Van Orden, man, it shouldn't be that hard to distinguish you, Congressman, from the other guys we're talking about today.
It shouldn't be, but sometimes it is. And we discussed this last week. And as you mentioned, additional reporting out this week in NBC. We'll get to that after the break. Folks, you can join us at 844-967-2789. But as I predicted last week, we were going over the verbiage, the things that the congressman yelled at 16 and 17-year-olds. I was like, man, you don't say that unless you get in somebody's face. Well, guess what? That's the reporting. He got in their faces. Quote, screaming inches from the page's faces and shooing them with his hands several times. Of course, he told him to get the F out of here, who the F are you, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm like, what's going on? So I did a little research, did a little digging. You know, the internet's out there, man. And if it's on the internet, it must be true. So what did I find? I found something, Crudy. Did you know that Derek Van Orden, his middle name? It's Francis. Francis, Crudy. So I did a little searching on Francis, and I'm going to come back perhaps in the next segment and play that for our fine listeners.
If you call me Francis, I got to kill you. Devil's Advocate's Pat Crailo, our fine guest next, joining us live via phone. More Devils. I'm in Chippewa Falls. Texter saying I'm not at the Waukesha Courthouse. Never claimed to be.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 63 overnight under partly cloudy skies, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, chance for scattered storms, high of 88. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 63. Upper 80s Thursday, turning cooler on Friday with highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 71.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 1215, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. If you missed any of this fine program, please be sure to check us out on the socials, on Twitter, at Devil Radio. I guess I should say X, but I'm not doing that yet. And, of course, on Facebook at the Devil's Advocates radio show. And make sure you get the cool, super cool app, the Civic Media app. You can take the Devils with you everywhere you go.
Dominic, I'm here in Chippewa Falls. I am in the hometown of our pal, Pat Kreitlow. And I'm hoping that Pat Kreitlow is about to join us here on the big program. Someone else is going to have to let him in. Crudy's at the courthouse. Pat Kreitlow, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Welcome me to your hometown, fella.
Hey, Pat. We got Pat. Turn Pat up. There we go. Turn Pat up. There we go. Hey, Pat.
Yeah, turn him way up because Pat woke up on Saturday and lost his voice, which, as you know, as a radio host, is like a, you know, a terminal diagnosis. So I'm just starting to get my voice back. But even then, I couldn't welcome you because I'm as far away down the road as I could be. I'm in downtown Milwaukee. But I am so...
Why does that always happen? I come to town and Pat leaves.
You just get, you know, it might have something to do with the restraining order, but maybe it expired. I don't know. But, you know, I know there's a reason you only deal with me over the phone. I'm trying to be a better person, Crute, but, you know, be that as it may, I am really happy that you're there for such a great event to kick off things for a group that is going to be very vital toward restoring faith in democracy. I have talked to Lee Roche, who's another member of the Keep Our Republic board. I know, like you said, you talked to Barbara Lawton, Kathy Bernier, is somebody who held the state Senate seat that I served in many years ago. Somebody I don't agree with on many things, but certainly do agree with on, you know, saving our democracy. So it's great that you're up there covering the goings on there today.
Yeah, not too loud, Pat. Senator Bernier is in the room, like 50 feet away from me right now.
Say nice things.
Oh, I would have no problem saying nice things. She had, when she was serving as county clerk, right there in Chippewa County, she would come down to Madison while I was in the legislature, and we had one of those classic Devil's Advocates type conversations, extremely civil, you know, across the street there at what was then called the Inn on the Park, across the street from my Capitol office. We would, you know, make clear where we agree, where we disagree, where we thought the powers that be, you know, should be doing a better job of coming together. And, you know, a lot of times that doesn't happen, but this is one instance where it's nice to see that it does happen. It doesn't matter, you know, if there's a D or an R next to your name, it's the letters USA that ought to be more important right now.
had a conversation briefly with Senator Bernier, and she's getting ready for the big event to happen here at the Chippewa County Courthouse. It's called the Keep Our Republic. It is a bipartisan effort, both Dems and Republicans supportive of this effort, and it's effectively an education plan. That's my understanding, Pat. They want people to understand how elections work, because if they know the truth, it ain't so scary, and it's hard to make false accusations if we have an informed electorate. But Pat, let me ask you, man, each and every day we see new headlines. I mean, there are a couple of legal headlines from the state of Wisconsin today. There are still lawsuits being fought over the 2022 midterms. Hell, I'm not clear if all the lawsuits have resolved from 2020, Pat. There are still points of contention about elections that are long since in the rearview mirror.
There are, and I think that only underscores the need for a group like Keep Our Republic, because so long as there are people lying, and the correct word is lying, so long as there are people lying and making legal cases about imaginary things from 2020 and 2022, you're going to have people who are a bit skeptical of not just elected politicians, but the state and local elections officials who are some of the most dedicated nonpartisan or bipartisan public servants out there. There are people suspicious of them now because of these lies. And so for a group like this to come together, which is made up primarily of people who are either household names or really, you know, fairly close to it, maybe regional names. These are people who have held office but don't currently hold office. They've held positions of trust and can say, you know, with 100% certainty that our elections in Wisconsin are safe, they are secure, they are accurate, and anybody telling you otherwise from the past two cycles can go and pound sand and frankly should be held accountable. It's taking way too long to hold some of them accountable, but it is finally starting to happen, I hope.
Pat, Chippewa Falls is now in the 3rd congressional district. Wasn't always, wasn't when you served here. So what happened and how did Chippewa become part of the 3rd?
Well, that would be me. It's my fault. It's me. I'm the problem. Hi. Although it wasn't exactly me, but here's the biggest mistake I will always regret making. And I know it wasn't 100%, you know, because of this, but I announced too early in 2011 that I was going to be running, challenging Sean Duffy, who was the newly elected congressman from the 7th. Just weeks later, out came those diabolical 2011 maps where we knew Republicans, having just taken over the legislature, would tinker with the lines. We had no idea how incredibly corrupt the maps would be. And in one illustration, I live just outside the city limits of Chippewa Falls. Instead of stopping at the Eau Claire Chippewa County line, they extended the 3rd district to grab the city limits of Chippewa Falls. So I couldn't get all of those voters and, you know, kept me in the 7th. And they did that swapping out Portage County for St. Croix County. So, yeah, it's me. That's why you're sitting in Derek Van Orden's district. At least currently, Derek Van Orden.
Well, you know, it is beautiful here and it does have Lake Wissota, but today it doesn't have you, Pat. Missing you here in Chippewa Falls, but can't wait to see you sometime real soon. Thanks for joining us here on the Devil's Advocate, buddy.
My pleasure. Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, Pat.
Dom, I am live at the Chippewa County Courthouse. I am previewing an event coming very soon. Keep Our Republic. You're invited. Free to the public in the basement. Rooms 1 and 3. Just listen for Crudy. You'll hear me. I echo.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. Another indictment for former President Trump. A federal grand jury in D.C. has handed up an indictment in special counsel Jack Smith's probe into efforts to overturn the 2020 election and the January 6th attack. Former President Trump, along with Rudy Giuliani, John Eastman, and Sidney Powell, who served as his attorneys in election lawsuits, are named in the indictment. Trump has called the indictment election interference. telling ABC shortly after he will beat Biden in the election. Some movement in the now three-month-old writer's strike.
Hollywood writers and Hollywood studios are going to start talking about talking. The Writers Guild sent a message to members Tuesday night stating that the studios, represented by the AMPTP, reached out to the WGA Tuesday to request a meeting this Friday to discuss negotiations. It's the first we've officially heard about the two sides talking since negotiations broke down May 1st. The AMPTP and the Actors Union SAG-AFTRA have yet to restart talks since their negotiations broke down July 12th.
ABC's Jason Nathanson in Hollywood. This is ABC News.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The Supreme Court threw out affirmative action.
In a lengthy dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor spoke at length from the bench. In so holding, the court cements a superficial rule of colorblindness in endemically segregated society where race continues to matter.
Not anymore, Robert says
we're good.
We're good.
We can talk about how racism has impacted you in your life and other spots of the admissions.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Like the legend of the Phoenix.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are always open. You can join us 844-967-2789.
Didn't realize we were back so soon, Dominic. I'm up here in the Chippewa County Courthouse, the site of an event coming soon, Keep Our Republic. You can look it up, keepourrepublic.com. This is a good governance event. I'm trying to teach people about elections and fair elections. And you know, there's a guy out there trying to teach a lesson, Dom, but mostly it's indoctrination. The Wankinator, there is new reporting where the Wankinator meets Dan Bice's Page Six, Dom. That's something we got to talk about here on the Devil's Advocates radio show. So what's our boy Bice saying about the former, the Wanker?
Oh, man, you got to love this, man. Bice from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Scott Walker makes $1,000 molding young conservatives while liberal student voting surges. I don't think
so. He's making like big time radio money then.
I don't think that's the impact he was hoping for. As Bice writes, former Governor Scott Walker should be living the dream. The group he leads, Young America's Foundation, will be front and center as one of the sponsors in the upcoming Republican presidential debate in Milwaukee on August 23rd. Walker tweeted in April, "This is a great time to introduce more young Americans to the value of freedom and opportunity for all." Bice writes, "What's more, the Wisconsin Republican made nearly $800,000 in 2021, the most recent year for which figures are available, as president of the $39 million nonprofit aimed at convincing young voters to adopt conservative views." Walker, who ran for office in a 1998 Saturn with a brown bag lunch, now owns a $700,000 house in Lake Country and a condo in Reston, Virginia. Ah, the good life. But
he's come a long way since he ran for the president with a negative worth of $73,500 and co-signed on the kids' student loan debt.
Amazing. Almost like he's cashing out on his efforts to as governor. As Bice writes, but Walker sounds extremely frustrated. Young voters, the target of his group's efforts, came out in droves for liberal candidates in the midterm elections, helping Democrats keep control of the U.S. Senate and returning Governor Tony Evers to a second term. Then in April, college students showed up to the polls again in big numbers to back liberal Supreme Court candidate Jenna Protasiewicz, who eased past conservative candidate Dan Kelly. Crudy, did you know tomorrow, Janet's going to take the bench, baby? That's tomorrow.
That's my understanding. Tomorrow it's August. Snuck up quick.
It sure does, man. Time flies when you're having fun. As Bryce writes, in short order, Republicans began clamoring to raise the minimum age for voting from 18 to 21. GOP presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy has even proposed raising the voting age to 25 unless someone served in the military or had passed a test. What? Amid all this, Crudy, Walker tweeted in January, quote, "The voting age should be the same age as the drinking age, which is currently 21.
Remember when Ron Johnson came on and didn't know the drinking age?
Of course I do, man. How can you forget? I made a little hay out of that one. Many took Walker's post to mean he wanted to raise the voting age to 21, something that would require a constitutional amendment and would bump millions of people off the voter rolls. U.S. Rep. Richie Torres, a New York Democrat, responded, "You should be able to vote for the commander-in-chief who can send you to war." Another one, Scott Walker advocates for flagrant suppression of young voters, wrote Crooks and Liars liberal news blog. "Can you tell the Republicans aren't polling well with young voters?" Question mark. In response, Walker tweeted, 18, 19, or 21, whatever it is, the age should be consistent for both, certainly not younger. Still not sure what he meant, I, Dan Bice, asked him via direct message on Twitter to clarify. He said his tweet was actually more about changing the drinking age.
Right. Lowered the drinking age, Dom?
Everything should be the same once you're an adult. If you can go to war and vote, you should be able to drink too, Walker responded. 18 for all of it. Gotcha, Bice says. Of course, in 1987, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the federal government's power to withhold 10% of highway construction funds from states that refused to raise their minimum drinking age to 21.
Remember when Reagan extorted Tony Earle over the drinking age? Man, I was a college freshman, and the drinking age was 19 at the time, and I was 18. So close, yet so far.
Crudy, beyond that, looks like Wisconsin GOP lawmakers still proposed lowering it to 18 in 95 and 19 in 2017, and Walker didn't sign on. The former two-term governor acknowledged that. "Just thought of it over the past few years," he wrote. "Higher age at 21 hasn't stopped binge drinking on campus. Some might argue it pushed it." Okay, says Bice, but some aren't buying it. Joe Oslin, spokesman for the state Democratic Party, said it is clear what Walker meant with his original tweet, regardless of whatever cleanup he may be trying to do after the fact. "We made a decision in this country that if you're old enough to fight, you were old enough to vote. That's why the voting age is 18. It's a shame Scott Walker doesn't seem to respect that." After Protasiewicz's victory in April, Walker made it clear he's primarily concerned about the youth vote. Indeed, Walker blamed young voters for the election results, suggesting they can't think for themselves because they're so indoctrinated. He made the point again on Fox News and then again on Twitter. Quote, young voters are the issue, he tweeted. It comes from years of radical indoctrination on campus, in schools, with social media, and throughout culture. We have to counter it, or conservatives will never win battleground states again. Dozens of Democratic politicians and others rejected Walker's analysis. They suggest that Republicans were not offering policy proposals that appeal to young voters on gun control, abortion rights, climate change, environmental issues, and protecting democracy.
No, Dom, better candidates, better ideas, I swear.
I swear. It can't be that they hate our policies. No, it has to be indoctrination, tweeted D.C. Attorney Bradley Moss sarcastically. Brianna Korth, a former program director for the Liberal Advocacy Group, Project 72 Wisconsin, said conservative groups aren't reconsidering their policy positions, but are instead blaming universities and taking action to make it harder for students to vote, something that drives even more of them to the polls. Her group promoted liberal issues on campuses in the Protasiewicz race. In addition, conservatives are pouring millions of dollars into organizations like Young America's Foundation, paying Walker $55 big bucks in hopes they can turn the youth vote around, said Korth, who is 25. Which is all fine with her. Let Gen X ex-governor figure out how to win over youngsters from Gen Z. As far as I'm concerned, they should keep paying Scott Walker all that money. We seem to be doing better with young people with him leading the charge for conservatives on youth. We just keep winning. So, Crudy, I did jump onto the YAF.org just to see what they have to say.
Young Adolf's Foundation, what are they called again?
Young America's Foundation, yes. Young America's Foundation. They claim that they are the principal outreach organization of the conservative movement. They introduce thousands of American youth to these principles. We accomplish our mission by providing essential conferences, seminars, education materials, internships, speakers to young people across the country.
And leadership of Scott Walker.
You're right. I mean, if Scott Walker is the man, he is the guy. He is the head, the leader, the executive director of YAF, and this is the principal outreach organization for the conservative movement, and they've been getting their ass handed to them for many elections now. Maybe, just maybe, you may need to reconsider who you have in that role, but as the activist said here, hell, keep him there. He's not doing any good.
What's the statement? The fish smells from the head down. I'm smelling some carpage here, Dom. His performance as leader smells a lot like the Yahara River in August.
Well, you know, and I'm really interested to know YAF. I mean, because Scott Walker, of course, did the bidding of billionaires here in the state of Wisconsin while he was governor. You know what? I mean, is this just another way to call it launder money, call it what you want? The guy's making almost $800,000 a year, you know? And he's not getting paid for performance because the youth vote is turning out overwhelmingly for Democrats. Hey, can you blame them? I mean, who was the female attorney? Cleta Mitchell recently said she was lamenting the fact, Crudy. Oh, these kids, you know, they put a polling place in the dorm. All I got to do is roll out of bed, go downstairs and go vote. Hell, heaven forbid, we can't have that. We can't have easy voting because if we did, we'd lose more elections. And you wonder why, you know, the kids aren't buying that. They get the cynicism, man. They know what you're trying to do. They may be young, but they're not stupid.
Are you clear?
Yes, you know, I'm clear.
Walker's very hopeful that they might be, you know, gullible enough to overcome the campus indoctrination, yet somehow still believe when Scott Walker says, I got the right ideas. I'm here to lead.
Well, and the point being, I mean, look at the main issue. A lot of important issues, gun safety. I mean, mass shootings every day. 1 point something a day happens every single day. People get kind of numb to it. But, you know, if you're in school, you're around it. I mean, sooner or later, everyone's going to know someone who's been around or involved in these issues. Climate change, man, come on. It's Arizona, like Phoenix, over 30 days, over 100 degrees. I mean, that's never happened.
Over 110. Before.
110, thank you. Well, I was still right, but over 110. That's amazing. Are you kidding me? Imagine being out there right now. If you don't have air conditioner, you're hating it. But what are the Republicans? What do they offer? Well, you guys are groomers, you're indoctrination, and you can't have those LGBTQ folks. And hell, we're gonna lower taxes. I mean, everything they offer, lower taxes. I mean, if you're young, you're probably not making a lot of money. That's not necessarily very appealing to you. And if you're younger, not making a lot of money, perhaps you're interested in having, I don't know, services like, you know, good roads and buses and internet, you know, those kinds of things. The Republicans, what do they offer? Literally, what has Scott Walker offered? What is he telling these kids? Oh, pick yourself up by the bootstraps? I mean, Scott Walker, you were driving a 1998 Saturn until you sold out Wisconsin to folks like Diane Hendricks when you secretly said, hey, we're gonna get rid of these unions by dividing and conquering. Yeah, 50% plus one. That's great leadership. Is that what you're teaching the young conservatives, Walker? No wonder why you're losing.
He's the best they have to offer, Dom. He's going to rally the troops in the fourth quarter, but
come on, just absolutely terrible. But let's get back to briefly. I know we have some callers. Be patient. We'll get to you in the next segment. 844-967-2789. But a perfect example is this Derek Van Orden. As we discussed in the first segment, again, briefly here from NBC News, we talked about it. We told these young teenagers who were pages, Senate pages, 16 and 17 years old. Now, remember, he also got into the face of a 17-year-old librarian, volunteer at the library for the LGBTQ books, right? Oh, he checked them all out. He had a big problem. He's a real tough guy when it comes to the kids. But I found out his middle name was Francis. Anna, do you have that cut? We just some sleuthing here. Let's play it for the people. I think this might be Francis Van Orden at the boot camp when he was in with the Navy SEALs. Play it for the folks.
Francis Sawyer. But everybody calls me Psycho. Any of you guys call me Francis, and I'll kill you.
Kill you.
You just made the list, buddy. And I don't like nobody touching my stuff. Just keep your meat hooks off. If I catch any of you guys in my stuff, I'll kill you. Also, I don't like nobody touching me. Now, any of you homos touch me, and I'll kill you.
Lighten up, Francis.
Derek Francis Van Orden?
One of these men may save your life one of these days. You understand that?
Then again, maybe one of us won't.
Then again, maybe one of us won't. Now, I don't know. That might not be Francis Van Orden. It might be from the classic awesome movie Stripes. But a guy named Francis, who everyone calls Psycho, to me sounds a whole lot like Francis Van Orden. Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Seems like child abuse. This guy's got a problem with the kids. Stay away from my kids, man. 844-967-2789. Coming back with your calls in just a minute.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 63. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 88. Slight chance for scattered storms again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 63. Partly cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 87 Thursday under partly cloudy skies. 83 Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 70.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
The devil gets so relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines open. Going there shortly at 844-967-2789. Crudy, you mentioned this. I want to throw this out there as well. Judge dismisses GOP lawsuit challenging Milwaukee roles and get out the vote effort 2022. God, they just can't stand it when people try to get out the vote. It's encouraging people to vote or making it easy for people to vote. It drives them frigging crazy. Poyen and Allison Durr reporting. Go ahead, Crudy.
I was just going to mention, did we mention tomorrow is August 1st and Janet Protasiewicz joins the Wisconsin Supreme Court? Can you believe it's going to be August?
Oh,
high school
already.
Football and the first turning of the Wisconsin Supreme Court in over, what's it been, 15 years?
Long past due. Milwaukee County judge on Monday dismissed a Republican Party of Wisconsin lawsuit challenging the city's perceived association with a nonprofit voter outreach program during the 2022 midterm elections. Judge Hannah Dugan found that the party and Milwaukee voter Elizabeth Burke failed to state a claim upon which the court could grant relief. I mean, how very mega of them. The lawsuit was one of two filed by Republican Party of Wisconsin and other plaintiffs last fall after Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson made comments about an initiative dubbed Milwaukee Vote 2022 and referenced door-to-door canvassing funded by the private sector. Johnson's spokesman at the time said the campaign conducting the canvassing was privately funded and the city's association was limited to the mayor voicing support for the work. Yes, heaven forbid you support people trying to get out the vote. The city argued it did not run or fund the program and had no authority to stop it. In the lawsuit, Burke and the RPW argued that although Milwaukee Voters 2022 was a purportedly nonpartisan get-out-the-vote effort, the city would partner with an organization, GPS Impact, that openly worked to elect Democratic candidates and advance progressive causes. Milwaukee County Judge Gwen Connolly in October denied a request from Burke and the state GOP to stop the Milwaukee Votes effort, finding that their arguments were deficient. Deficient! And that issuing such an order would chill constitutionally protected free speech. The case was transferred from Connolly to Dugan in April. The other related lawsuit was dismissed last October. In her ruling dismissing the case, Dugan wrote that the plaintiffs presented no facts plausibly showing that any political campaign was unduly influenced by the voting initiative, noting that courts in other jurisdictions have addressed and rejected similar arguments. And here's the quote, mega GOP Republicans. Quote, ultimately, plaintiffs complain that people with different political views will lawfully exercise their fundamental right to vote. That is not a harm. That is democracy. A friggin' men. So another loss to the mega. 844-967-2789. Mark, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us today?
Yeah, thanks a lot. And thanks for pointing out the thing in Watertown that it is just... the Watertown Nazis, that thing could have gone south bad so quickly with all these nitwits running around with firearms that it just is insane that people are allowed to be running around openly carrying weapons like that. I mean, because it's intimidation pure and simple.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine if a bunch of people of ebon hue showed up at some Republican event all packing AR-15s.
They don't let them in the dorm, Mark. You know, they don't let concealed carry or open carry at the NRA convention. They certainly don't let them into the Republican National Convention. I mean, they say they're down for it, but they won't let it in their own backyard.
It is just crazy because things could have gone so bad with something like that. And I mean, the fact that the police, these guys are intimidating people, tapping on the weapon like that.
Yeah.
The only reason the cops didn't arrest him is probably because they're afraid something was going to happen like that. Bad was going to happen. That it is just, it's insane that we've gone down so far, so fast. I mean, and here I'm a guy that, you know, sits up in my tree during deer season or hunting pheasant out in the field. I have no problem with that. But this whole nonsense of having me packing all the time is that makes you wonder if I got to start packing. I mean, that.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a fine point, Mark. And you got to wonder not only the packing, but why hide the face? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not like the people that were at the Pride in the Park, you know, the ones reading the books and the supporters and those that are just enjoying a nice summer day. They don't have their face covered. I mean, what a bunch of cowards. I mean, for real. You're going to walk around with an automatic weapon with your face covered. You're all in the same uniform. You're starting blood, blood, blood. You know, that's strength. That's power. Well, what is that? That's weakness. It's cowardice. That's what that is. And while I know I get the point that it seems like, oh, we're going back or this is your terrible times. Well, you know, we referenced the Illinois Nazis from the Blues Brothers, man. I mean, that's an old movie, Mark. You know what I'm saying? This has been around a long time. Certainly, it seems like, you know, the Republicans, the megas, the conservatives are giving, I don't know, perhaps more permission for the Nazis to come out. And again, you got to wonder, even though some of these Republican legislators here in the state of Wisconsin were initially, you know, aghast at the fact that, oh, my God, look at these people in their dress and they're around children. How can that possibly be a thing? What do you think's more terrifying to a kid? You know, someone in fishnet stockings or some wackadoodle with a skull face mask and sunglasses and matching uniforms yelling blood, 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 hauling around, carrying around an automatic or a rifle. What do you think's more scary? The one with the super makeup, like obviously like queen makeup, like over the top blue eyeshadow, or the guy dressed like a skull threatening to, I don't know, give blood, blood, blood? I think it's an entirely different story. But again, you don't see the Nazis supporting Democratic proposals. You know what I'm saying? Democratic initiatives. Lou from Cudahy, you'll have the last word this hour. Welcome, Lou. What are your thoughts on the Illinois? I'm sorry, Watertown Nazis.
Hey, Lou.
So they're cowards and their faces are covered. What other groups does that remind you of? Would it be Antifa? Those are Democrats.
No.
They burned down Kenosha and Seattle, Portland, all those places.
No, you know, there were some things got out of hand, no doubt about it. And those people were arrested, Lou. That's true. But, you know, it's one thing railing against, I don't know, killing of unarmed black men versus having a problem with some drag queens reading book stories to kids. What would you be more afraid of, Lou? Someone with a skull mask and a bunch of dudes yelling blood, blood, blood? Or some dude dressed up in fishnet stockings reading a book to a kid? What frightens you more, Lou?
Well, you know the answer.
What's the answer,
Curtis? I'm asking you, Lou. You tell me.
Well, I have a concern about people like yourself who demonstrate your fake outrage, but there's no.
It's not fake outrage, Lou. I hate the Nazis. You like Nazis, Lou? You down with the Nazis, man?
There's no fake outrage.
Are you down with the Nazis, Lou? Tell me, man. Say Nazis are bad. Say it, Lou. Nazis are bad. Do it with me, brother. Do it with me. Nazis are bad. Say it. Say it. Nazis are bad. You can't even do it. You can't do it, folks. Can't do it. It's real easy, Lou. Nazis are bad. It's okay. Nazis are bad. Yes. Random violence, you know, people protesting, things get out of hand. That's bad too. People get arrested. We don't want those things, but that does happen. The unarmed shooting of black men by police officers over and over and over again. Yeah, that can get a little out of hand. But drag queens reading books, not a big deal, dude. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Come back with us. A happier happy hour comes next. Lou, work on it. Nazis are bad. We'll be right back.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Baugh.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raised the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here!
Whoa! That was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
ABC News, I'm